The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
But first, we're joined by a man who knows Donald Trump well. Jack O'Donnell is the former president and COO of Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. He's very familiar with the man and how he operates. Jack, Donald Trump suggested he wasn't going to finish out the presidential race quietly, and it certainly looks that way. Is that something that surprises you?
Oh, no, Richard, it hasn't surprised me at all. I, you know, having known him for many, many years and knowing that he hasn't changed at all, he doesn't admit defeat in anything. I mean, even when he went bankrupt, he, you know, denied that he went bankrupt almost. And he's going to do the same thing here. He's going to, you know, fight this, and he's going to deny this even after it's over. This is classic Donald Trump. No surprise at all.
He has turned to the lawyers to make legal cases against the count. Was he always fond of using lawyers? A lot of people, you would have known him back in his business days, a lot of business people end up turning to the courts regularly. Was that him?
Yeah, absolutely. He always used the attorneys for delay tactics, number one, but he also used it as a financial threat. And so he winds up suing a lot of people. And a lot of small people, and he wears them out. In this case, it's going to just be a delay tactic to try to cause as much chaos as he can.
Now, there's a lot of speculation about what Donald Trump might do next. Some people are saying that he might set up his own TV network, that he might look to run for president again, that he might, I don't know, set up his own political party even. As somebody who worked with him many years ago and who knows him, what do you think he'll do?
He will form a third party, actually. He's on a mission to damage the democracy that we have. You know, there's an astounding number of Americans voted for him, and he's not going to walk away from that base. In my mind, I think it's highly unlikely that he will run again. I think it might be another Trump that he will support and that his followers will get behind.
So in a sense then, Jack, if you were right about that, he could have an alternative political party with one of the family running next time and do the TV network all at the same time?
Oh, absolutely he could. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, there's 4 years between now and the next election. And if, you know, if you declare your objective 2 years out, he's going to have 2 years to do what he can.
I take it, Jack, from what you're saying, you're not exactly a big fan or a friend of his. But going back to when you worked for him, Were you ever a friend? Were you ever quite close to him or have a different view of him?
Yes, I was quite close to him. I mean, you know, I was the president and chief operating officer, and so I was in daily contact with him. I could say we were close. We got to know him. Did I ever really like him? It's difficult for me to say yes to that question because as my time with him, a little over 3.5 years, developed, I got to know him a little bit more each day. And, you know, what I saw of how he operated and I saw his prejudice, his bigotry, it was hard to say that I could like that because I'm just diametrically opposed to so much of his belief. And that's eventually why I couldn't take it anymore and I walked away from him. It just got intolerable to be around him. I, in essence, started to hate myself because I worked for the guy. He called me a friend at the end of it. I had to testify in a case after I left Trump Plaza. I actually just went in and told the truth. And he called me after that and he said, Jack, he goes, I've always considered you a friend and I want to thank you for your testimony yesterday. And I laughed because I said, Donald, all I did was go into the deposition and tell the truth. And he said to me, but you didn't have to. and so he considered that, you know, me a friend, you know, and he considered that being loyal to him.
Afterwards, Jack, he didn't exactly describe you as a friend, an effing loser. I brought the guy in to work for me. It turns out he didn't know that much about what he was doing and so on and so on. It all got quite acrimonious between the two of you.
Oh, yeah, listen, I mean, Richard, there's no question. The second that he heard I was writing a book, that all changed. And so he has said all those things about me. And interesting enough, he's also said in interviews that everything that I said in that book was probably true. And after, of course, he said that, and it was published in Playboy magazine, in an interview they did with him, you know, he backtracked and said, well, I didn't really mean that. No, listen, we don't like each other. There's no question about that.
When you look back at how he was in business, did he behave in a similar way in business as he did in politics, his style?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, kind of before I answer that, let me tell you some of the people I've worked for and run businesses for Steve Wynn. I ran a business for Steve Case, and I ran a business for Merv Griffin. One of the things that shocked me the most about Donald Trump was the first day I met him, actually, when he came into my office and we sat down, and I was expecting to have a conversation about the business and what I was going to do with the business. That never happened. He had no interest in talking about the business. What he wanted to do is gossip about Steve Wynn and Steve Wynn's marriage. That's kind of how Donald is on a day-to-day basis. You don't get any real input from him from a business standpoint. He doesn't have that capability. And a lot of that has to do with his attention span, exactly what we've seen in this presidency. He cannot stay focused.
When you look at his business interests now, how would you say they have performed, benefited, suffered, you know, after all of this? Is the Trump brand, leaving aside the TV potential, but the actual nuts and bolts of the property business, where would you say that's at now, the Trump brand?
First off, the one thing that I'd say is, you know, Donald Trump is the ultimate survivor here. I mean, let's not forget that, you know, he had six different bankruptcies, lost all the casinos and everything else, yet he has survived. And he resurrected the, quote, brand because of his television series, The Apprentice. He was able to leverage that and really begin to do the brand marketing that he does today. Most of his ventures today, they're simply branding. He doesn't own many of the properties that have his name on them. You know, look, I think that there's a huge percentage of the population that won't set foot in his properties now. So that can't be good. And I just don't think that there's enough of the, quote, MAGA business that would be able to go to those properties anyhow. So I think he's damaged himself from a brand standpoint. But, you know, he's always been okay with that. I remember in 1987, he went to Russia for the first time. And we were all a little bit puzzled why he went to Russia. And when he came back from that trip, he was a different Donald Trump. He began attacking America. He began attacking Ronald Reagan. And I can remember distinctly that we had a conversation with him, is that this was bad for business, that you're out there attacking America, because let's just say half of our customers are Republicans, and Republicans love Ronald Reagan. Why would you ostracize that huge portion of our customer base by doing this? He didn't get it. And so I think the same thing has happened today. He doesn't get the damage that he's doing to his brand, with his behavior.
Jack O'Donnell, author of Trumped, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Richard.